We rejoice, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, something is stirring up in the atmosphere already as we get into prayer, hallelujah. Re sarabo shetaria bakararae, raebro sande kiria bashata rabande rekorosa da bahaya. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we just take a moment to bless his name, to declare his goodness, to declare his grace over our lives, hallelujah, to proclaim his goodness. Our generation has seen his goodness. Our generation, hallelujah, will proclaim and declare that the Lord has been good. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to read for you this verse right here, Psalm 23. You are familiar with that. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. This is the New International Version. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. It overflows. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's the King James Version. But it says, surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to read the Amplified Version. Then we go into prayer. So the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. He refreshes and restores my soul or life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect me and your staff to guide me. They comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. And of course, we finish it up by reading the King James Version, which we are all familiar with. Then we pray, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory for the opportunity you've given us together to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, we magnify you, we glorify you. God, we acknowledge indeed the heavens are your throne and the earth is your footstool. You have dominion, authority, and power in every dimension of existence. Father, there is nobody who is above you, and there is nobody who is beside you. You are God all by yourself. And Father, we acknowledge your goodness, your loving kindness, and your mercies towards us. We declare that, God, you have been good. You have been faithful, O God, in everything that you have done towards us. You have proved yourself time and time again to be faithful. For that we give you praise, we give you glory. As we pray, O God, tonight, we know that we are not coming in our own righteousness, which is as filthy rags before you. But we come in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, the Kinsman Redeemer himself, Jesus Christ. And we say, God, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. Hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. And as we pray, O God, tonight, we ask that our minds be in one accord and be in one spirit. As you move, O God, tonight upon the people that are praying, even the needs that are being brought before you, O God, do only that which God can do. Let angels be dispatched, O God, to go and gather what needs to be gathered, to go and bring that which needs to come into our lives. We give you praise, we give you glory, that every petition being brought before you, O God, healing is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Lives are being transformed as we pray in the name of Jesus. Generations, O God, are being impacted as we pray. Chains are being broken as we pray. Yokes are being destroyed as we pray. Generational patterns of iniquity are breaking right now as we pray. Divine reversals are being released in the lives of people. Divine elevation is being released as we pray for your praise and for your glory. You are not limited by geographical location, but God, you are moving in a mighty way. You are moving in different regions, O God, as we pray. You are healing people, O God, in different places. God, there are divine visitations that are taking place right now. As we pray, there is divine revelation that is coming upon the hearts of the people of your goodness, your loving kindness, your mercy, O God, being released over them. Oh, you are the one who said, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. By your spirit, O God, you are moving. By your spirit, you are moving. Hallelujah. Upon the hearts of men, you are moving. Upon the minds of men, you are moving. We thank you for being the God of restoration. We thank you for being the God of restoration. That breached walls you are repairing, O God. Broken relationships you are restoring. Father, where there is chaos and confusion in the home, you are bringing clarity. Where there is unforgiveness, forgiveness is going forth right now. The ability, O God, to be able to release, to let go. Your grace is being released over your people. The unmerited favor being released. Your grace, O God, the enabling power is being released upon your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. Father, we stand on that word which Daniel declared, that those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do great exploits. We thank you for the great exploits, O God, that are coming through our lives, that are coming through our hands. God, we thank you for being the one who shows yourself mighty on our behalf. That, oh God, even the petitions we bring, the requests that we make, it is by your grace, oh God, that they are empowered to do. Your word says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They are mighty through you, O God. And tonight as we pray, hallelujah, we declare that indeed you are the good shepherd. You are the one who comforts us. You are the one who leads us. You are the one who guides us, O God, in all things, through all things, for your praise and for your glory. That, O God, you're not leading us in paths of wickedness, but you're leading us in paths of righteousness, O God, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Your word says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You are ordering our footsteps, O God, into places you have ordained. Somebody say hallelujah. God is leading you into places that he has ordained. You see, when God begins to lead you into places that he has ordained, he is going to get you into that place to give you a revelation of himself, a revelation about himself. God, you will find yourself in a particular situation where there seems to be no way for you to escape, but God is going to bring a revelation that he is the way maker. He is the one who make a way of escape. There are seasons. Oh, the psalmist said, when the enemy surrounds me, God, you prepare a table before me in their presence. That means God is about to show you that in the midst of attacks, he is your peace giver. He is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is your strength. I remember the apostle writing, for we know, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good. That whatever is coming your way, it is going to work together for your good. The goodness may not just be the outcome, but the goodness is going to be the revelation you are going through, you are going to receive as you go through the experience. Andre Crouch said, if I never had a problem, I would have never known that God could solve them. And he said, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I'm saying to somebody here, whatever you are going through right now, there is a revelation that is coming your way, a revelation that will not only sustain you, but a revelation that is going to sustain generations that you're going to be giving your testimony and sharing your testimony with in days to come. So there are things that are coming, and God is going to show you that indeed he is your shield, that there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. There is no word that is spoken over you against you that is going to prevail, but only that which God has spoken over you shall be established in the name of Jesus. There are situations in life, seasons in life, where we go through them based on what other people have gone through. We are living vicariously on their testimonies. But there is nothing that is greater than your own testimony. There is nothing that is greater than your own experience. You are not going to say God has been good because I had mama say God is good. You are going to say, had it not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? God has been good to me. Listen, you have to understand this. There is nobody who is going to praise God on your behalf. There is nobody who's going to worship God on your behalf. Somebody can intercede for you, but there is no one who is going to worship God on your behalf. There is no one who's going to bow down before God on your behalf. You have to do it all by yourself. That is why God has to begin giving you a revelation of who he is, so that you are informed in your worship. You are informed in your praise. Hallelujah. You are not doing this because you saw somebody else doing it. You are not doing this because you think it is cute. But you are doing this because you have seen and you have experienced the goodness of God in your life. Somebody say hallelujah, experiencing God in your life. I remember when we began the year, we were speaking to you about it is God who gives the power to get wealth. It is God who gives the power to be able to get wealth. whenever you experience the goodness of God, it is going to be your testimony. It is going to be your confession that God has been good to you, that God has given you the power to get wealth. And it's not just enough to say God has given you the power, which is the authorization or the means, but God has made ways. He has implemented systems around you that are going to facilitate wealth coming your way. So you might as well be ready to receive divine revelations, divine strategies, witty inventions, business ideas, creative ideas coming your way, because God is about to prosper you. God is going to speak to you in your dreams. God is going to speak to you through visions. God is going to speak to you through His Word. He is going to show you things that are coming your way. The question is, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Because some of the things that God is going to show you, they are beyond your capacity. They are beyond your mental fortitude. They are beyond your ability to comprehend. But all you have to do is you have to believe. Is there anything that is hard for God to do? Will God begin a thing in my life and not complete it? He is not a man that is should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. His promises are yes and amen. I am going to stand on the promises of God. I am going to stand on the word of God, because I know He said by the prophet Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain. Though the vision may tarry, it shall yet speak at the appointed time. There is a time that is coming, and that time is at hand, when that which God promised me is going to become my reality. That which God spoke to me through a dream is going to be my reality. It hasn't been made manifest yet, because His Word has been putting together all that which is required for the manifestation to be perfect. That's what I'm going to tell you. For the manifestation to be perfect, maybe I needed to be prepared. So the word of God is making contingencies and allowances for me to be prepared. There are some people that had to be in place before that word begins to manifest. So God has been gathering all those people, making sure they are promoted, making sure that they have the knowledge which is required, making sure they develop the compassion which is required, so that when I get to that moment, the word of God will not be delayed. The word of God will not be denied. Anybody hear me? It will not be delayed. It will not be denied, because everything is in place and God begins to move. In fact, let me tell you this. There is a season for a prophetic word. There is a season for a prophetic word. Hear me and hear me well. There is a season for a prophetic word. The prophetic word begins the day it is declared. That begins the season of the prophetic word. It is declared, then that means there is a day when that prophetic word has to give an account, that it has done what God has sent it to do. But within that being declared and it being fulfilled, the prophetic word has a season where it has to work. It has to work. It has to work, putting things into place. Some of you are in that season. You don't feel that anything is moving concerning that dream. You don't feel that anything is changing. But there's a song that we've been singing a few days ago. Even if I don't see you working, I know that you are working. Even I don't feel you working, I know that you are doing it for me. The word of God is working on your behalf right now. All the enemy wants to do is to discourage you, to cause you to be hopeless, to think that God is not doing what He said He would do. God has not forgotten you. God is doing that which He promised to do in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. God is doing it in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may not have the money right now, but God is doing that which He said He's going to do. You are going to be a lender and not a borrower. Your bank statement may be saying otherwise, but God said you are going to be above and not beneath. You are going to be what? God said you're going to be the head and not the tail. Your barns are going to be full. That which you have set your hands to do is going to succeed, because God promised it, God declared it. God is going to do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are required to walk by faith. And faith says, I will take God's word. I'll take him at his word, because I know that his word shall not return to him void. Isaiah declared it. It will not return to him void, but his word is going to accomplish, and his word is going to prosper. His word is going to prosper in that situation. And the prosperity of the word is not just being able to fulfill what God has sent it to do or to succeed in doing that, but the word of God is going to prosper you. The word of God is going to enrich you. The word of God is going to fill you with faith. The word of God is going to fill you with hope. It's going to fill you with expectation. It's going to fill you in every facet, in every aspect of your life, because that's what God defines as the word of God prospering. It is going to prosper in you and prosper you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God that whatever the enemy tries to do, he cannot reverse the course of a season that God has set us for. The enemy cannot reverse the course of a season that God has set us for. It is a season. The preacher was saying in Ecclesiastes, to each and everything under the sun, there is a season and there is a time. The enemy cannot go in and reverse the season that God has for you as long as you are divinely positioned with the things of God. I pray that there is a hunger in you to know God like you have never known him before. There is a hunger in you to go deeper with God than you have never done before. There is a hunger in you. The Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. You are going to go into the deeper place with God by his mercy and by his grace. Hallelujah. You are not going to let go of God. You are going to pray like never before. You are going to worship like never before, because God has ordained this to be the greatest season of your life, that when the enemy comes in, you are going to rejoice. When he means to bring you down, God is going to elevate you. Men will come with the assignment to destroy you, but God is your shield. He is your protector. Their words will not bring you down, but their words are going to lift you up, because God wants to show them that he is your God, and he is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. Hallelujah. That which was meant to bring you down will not bring you down. That which was meant to bring chaos and confusion in your life will not prevail. Somebody say hallelujah. It will not succeed. It will not prosper. Every agreement that has been entered into by the powers of darkness to bring chaos, confusion, death and destruction in your life, we declare and we decree that that counsel will not stand. Somebody say hallelujah. That counsel will not stand. Whatever they have planned, we speak confusion into them. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we speak the demonic wombs that are being used, oh God, to give conception to things that are meant to destroy us. You will not carry that thing to full term in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, everything that has been birthed, oh God, by the wombs of darkness to bring death and destruction into our lives, we declare that it is going to die. Your word says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Over those things, God, we speak death. Let them die of malnourishment. Let them die, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Let them not see the light of day, because God, you are protecting, you are watching, and you are covering us. Hallelujah. You are the one, O God, who is our shield. And we say, if God is for us, then who can be against us? We stand on that word. Somebody say hallelujah. Says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear any evil. Why? Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, our days are not in the hands of our enemies, but our days are in the hands of the Almighty God. And by God's grace, we are going to live out every day that He has numbered for us in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. We are going to live out every day that God has ordained for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare that through our days, goodness and mercy are going to follow after us. They are coming after us. They are going to chase us. They are going to overtake us, oh God. We will live in the goodness of God. We will live in the mercy of God, because all our days we intend to live in the presence of God. Says He restores our souls. He leads us. He restores our souls as He is leading us. Oh God, we will not be weary. We will not be tired. Oh God, we are pursuing the things of the kingdom of God. We heard your charge. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We are pursuing the kingdom of God. Somebody say hallelujah. We are pursuing the kingdom of God. We are after the righteousness of God. There is a moment in life where life beats us so hard that we lose focus. Our objective is not to pursue the hand of God. Our objective is to pursue the face of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because whoever finds and converses with the face of God, the hand of God will move on their behalf. Provision will come. That is what Matthew was saying. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things. If you seek the face of God and His righteousness, then His hand is going to move on your behalf. Says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is our shepherd, we shall not want. He is our shepherd, we shall not want. He is our shepherd, we shall not want. I want to say it again. He is our shepherd, we shall not want. He is our shepherd, we shall not want. Because He knows how to provide for us. He knows, the Bible says, He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever need you have right now, we declare that He is the one who provides. He is the one who provides it for you. Somebody say hallelujah. He is the one who does it for you. He is the one who does it for you, for His praise and for His glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. The Romans 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Justified by faith, we have peace, the peace of God. We have peace with God, and we have the peace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. By whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. It says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Do you hear that? But we glory in tribulations. Remember, I told you, whatever you are facing, it's going to work for your good. We glory in the tribulations, knowing that the tribulation is working patience in us, and the patience is working experience, and experience is working hope. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, where hope is deferred, the heart is sorrowful. But God is making things such a way that our hope is going to be present. And the hope that we have will not make us ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how you made a way. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were yet sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one man many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace by which one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. You are justified before God. Justified before God. You are reckoned as sinless before God because of his blood. You are no longer an alien with God or an alien to the commonwealth of Israel, but you've been grafted in by faith because of the finished work of the cross. You've been grafted in. You are a child of God. I want to let somebody hear. No, you are a child of God. Because you are a child of God, the privileges that are available to the children of God are available to you. One of the things that is available to the children of God is that we overcame our adversary, because our Savior is no longer dead. He is alive. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. And by the way, you and I are seated in heavenly places with our Lord. We are in a place, hallelujah, it's not just speaking about a place of elevation, but you are seated in a place of authority. A place of authority. Somebody say hallelujah. A place of authority. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a chosen people, brought together as the ecclesia. Do you hear me? Brought together as the ecclesia. That means we have been given rule to charge governmentship in the earth, because we are the sons of the Most High. We are here to rule and to reign. We are above powers, principalities, and rulers of darkness. And as we gather together as the ecclesia, we are not gathering under the authority of the dark forces, but we are gathering under the authority of our Lord and Savior. And we have the authority to begin releasing legislation. Anybody hear me? To begin releasing legislation in the earth, because from this place, elevated place, from the heavenly places, we can declare that what whatever we bind here on earth, heaven shall do likewise. Whatever we loose here on earth, heaven shall do likewise. Therefore we declare and we decree by the word spoken through Job, if we decree a thing, it shall be established for us. And we say, O God, tonight we declare and we decree that the peace of God is our portion. We declare and we decree that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We declare and we decree that God is for us. He is not against us. We declare and we decree that every battle we are facing right now does not belong to us. It belongs to God. Because it belongs to God, He has already gone before us to make the crooked places straight, to raise down, to bring down the valleys, and to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. He has already gone before us to prepare the way. Therefore, we declare God is bringing the victory into our hands. God is bringing the victory into our hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare that our God is perfecting everything that concerns us. He is perfecting our health because our health concerns us. He is perfecting our household because our households concern us. He is perfecting our finances because our finances concern us. He is perfecting our spirituality because our spirituality concerns us. He is perfecting our ideas because our ideas concern us. He is perfecting our prayer lives because our hearts concern it. We thank you, God. You are giving us wisdom because it is an imperative thing. You are giving us knowledge. You are giving us understanding. You are revealing the mysteries, O God, of the mysteries of the kingdom. You are opening up our eyes for us to be able to see. You are opening up our ears for us to be able to hear your word, that our faith may grow stronger. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, tonight we declare that there is a hedge of protection that surrounds us and everything that concerns us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where evil has been planned, oh God, in our cities or our neighborhoods, we declare that there is going to be a Passover, because our things are covered by the blood of Jesus. They are covered by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to speak over your body. Any sickness, we bind its authority, we bind its power, we command it to loose you, we command it to leave your body right now in the name of Jesus. Every bacteria, every virus in your body, we command it to die in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. We speak to your muscle tissue, be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the tendons in your body, be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To your head, where you've been headaches, where you've been having headaches, we command them to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Oh, somebody received a report that says you are going through, you're going to have a hard time because of a sickness, but today we declare there is a reversal in that report. We take authority over it and we release the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says you are healed, you are made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The prognosis on your family say you guys are in the path of division, but right now we take authority over that word. We revoke its power. We revoke its authority. We speak the peace of God in your home. We speak reconciliation in your home, reconciliation in your marriage, reconciliation in your family, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 May the grace of God take you into places you feel you are not qualified, but the grace of God is going to be the qualifying factor in the name of Jesus, the qualifying factor in your life for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Oh, there's going to be uncommon favor over you, because the favor of God is going to be made manifest in your life. Men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do, because the favor of God is upon you. Somebody say hallelujah. The favor of God is upon me. Maybe there's something that you've been feeling you wanted to do, but you don't feel like the time is right. I speak over you the favor of God now, and I charge you, go out and do it. Go out and do it, because the favor of God is upon you right now. The favor of God is upon you right now. The favor of God is upon you right now. The favor of God is upon you now. If there's ever been a better season for you to sow into your life, this is the time now to sow into your future. This is the time now. It may be, you may be feeling, well, it is a season of famine, but God is saying, sow unto yourselves righteousness, and you shall reap in mercy, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Sow into your gift. Sow into your life. Sow into your marriage. Sow into your family, because great things are going to come. The Bible says, for as long as the earth shall remain, they shall be what? Seed time, and they shall be harvest. You are going to be like Isaac. You are going to sow in a famine. You are going to receive a hundredfold return for your seed. Somebody say hallelujah. If there's ever been a time to sow into your health, it is now. If there's been ever been a better time to sow into your thinking capabilities, it is now. 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 For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, glory be to your name. Glory, 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 glory be to your name. There's somebody here tonight, you've been believing God for something. There is about to be a divine visitation over the next 48 hours, a divine visitation. God is going to speak to you. God's going to speak to you in the name of Jesus. The direction you are going to take is going to be clear. God is going to reveal the path that you have to take. It is going to be clear. It is going to be clear over the next 48 hours in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. When God speaks a word, that word will not return to him void. That word is going to prosper. That word is going to accomplish everything that he has sent it to do. That word is going to be accomplished in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. It is being said. There is a divine visitation that is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Angelic visitations coming your way. Hallelujah. Words of confirmation being released, so you know you have heard the voice of God and God has given you the strategies. Listen, it is not enough to have a strategy without the means. That means God's going to resource you. He's going to send resources to facilitate what is bringing your way. Hallelujah. And the resources can be finances. The resources can be relationship. The resources can be empowerment. The resources can be labor skills. The resources can be just wisdom. It can be ideas. They are coming your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for somebody here, you have been weary. God is going to give you strength. Say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, may the Lord renew your strength now. In the name of Jesus, somebody say hallelujah. I am being renewed. I am being refreshed. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and de kurosha rabande, rebroshe de kiria basande, rasa dusto korabasandere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, oh God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, O God, glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, God, for strength. Thank you, for God, for hope. Thank you, O God, for the expectation, O God. Thank you for your greater light that is shining in the midst of darkness. Thank you for the greater hope you are sowing in us. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Halabashiria. Rande kurosarabai shandere lavosheria kurabasandere. Haye sande brosikiria basandere. Raye bosha dabare godobosi dabare diatarabahai. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be to your name, O God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we exalt you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to his name, glory be to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, we thank you, oh God, we thank you. We praise you, oh God, for every man, every woman on this line. We thank you, oh God, for their lives. We thank you, oh God, for that which you are doing for them, oh God. We thank you for the doors you are opening for them. We thank you even for the doors that you have shut before them. We thank you, oh God, we praise you, hallelujah, for the rivers of mercy that you are flowing, oh God, into their lives. We thank you, and we praise you, oh God, for the fruitfulness you are bringing into their lives, hallelujah, for some. But here, your barrenness is coming to an end. Your barrenness is over. Your barrenness is over. Your barrenness is over. Your barrenness is over. In the name of Jesus. Haya korabasande rekania rosheda baye koroboshira rabrande kudoshera baye kuduribandari ya korabasande. Hallelujah. Thank God for breaking the barrenness over your life. Thank God for breaking the bitterness over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We praise you. We praise you, hallelujah. Listen, Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and declare of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou did not desire, mine ears had thou opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings had thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I'm going to read verse number 11. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Withhold thou not thy tender mercies. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you for not withholding your tender mercies from us, oh God. We thank you. We praise you, hallelujah, for remaining faithful. Hallelujah. Here is how the Amplified Version renders that verse. It says, I have not concealed your righteousness within my heart. I have proclaimed your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your compassion and tender mercy from me, O Lord. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually preserve me. Verse number 13. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life to destroy it. Let those be turned, let them be turned back in defeat and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled and desolate because of their shame, who say to me, aha, rejoicing in my misfortune. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Even though I am afflicted and needy, still the Lord takes thought and is mindful of me. You are my help and my rescuer. Oh my God, do not delay. Do not delay. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his kindness. Praise the Lord for his loving kindness towards us. Praise him for his goodness towards us. Hallelujah. Let me just, Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for your life. So we thank you, God. We thank you. We praise you for all that you have done. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.